Psalm 90. Now, this is a psalm of Moses. Most of the psalms are by David, but this is a psalm of Moses, we're told. So he says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or before you even formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. It's a very hard thing to believe that God has no beginning and he has no end. And there are things that we can't really get our brain round. They're too big for us. And this is where faith in God means trust. That we trust that the God who always existed is going to let us in, as it were, and share with him his nature so that we also will live forever. You turn man to destruction and you say, return, you children of men. I think this is Moses reflecting on how God had said that Moses couldn't enter the promised land, and also how the Israelites were to die in the desert, that generation that had been over 20 years old when they left Egypt, because they didn't believe, they had to die in the desert. And Moses tried to get God to change his mind, but although God did change his mind on a number of things because of Moses, like when he said, I'll destroy Israel and make of you a greater nation, Moses says, oh, I don't do that. And God eventually says, all right, I won't destroy them. But this idea that those who left Egypt, who were over 20 years old, and who did not really want to go into the promised land, they were to die in the wilderness. And Moses tries to get God to change his mind, but God will not do so on this point. So that's what I think he's talking about when he says, you turn men to destruction. For 1,000 years in your eyes are but as yesterday when it is past and as a watch in the night. You carry them away as with a flood, they're as if they're asleep. In the morning they're like grass which grows up. In the morning it flourishes and grows up. In the evening it is cut down and withers. We are consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are troubled. You have set our sins before you, our secret sins, in the light of your face. So there are no secret sins that God doesn't see. What we think in our heart, what we mutter under our breath, all these things are known to God. And it's as if they're right there in the light of his face, in the light of his presence. And yet people think, oh, well, God doesn't judge me for this. Oh, well, play on, it's okay. Okay, well, God obviously isn't that serious about me and my life. No, this is not the case. God does see these things very, very closely. But he doesn't judge immediately, and that's the point. For all our days are passed away in your wrath. We spend our years just like a story that's told. The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they may be 80 years, yet is their strength labour and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. So he's saying that, well, even if you live a bit longer into older age, well, you're so weak in the end that it's all sorrow. And so he's lamenting how short life is. Who knows the power of your anger? Even according to your fear, so is your wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. So then, teach us to number our days, to realize that we don't have a very long time here, and we must give every moment of it for God. And although we have to work and we have to do all the stuff that goes to make up life, in our heart of hearts we are to be devoted to him, and to try to arrange things in our lives so that as far as we can spend the maximum amount of our time serving him. Of course, you can serve God in whatever you do in your life. But if we love God, we want to serve him as far and as much as we can. This is especially necessary for young folks to understand this when your life seems like it's going to stretch ahead forever. Young people die, and in the end, even if you live 70, 80 years, as is said here, well, all the same, that is just a second. It's just a moment. And as you start to get through life, then you look back and think, wow, my life just went in a flash. And teach us, therefore, to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. So even if it turns out that in your life you have to spend all your time working or doing domestic things, Okay, apply your heart to wisdom. Work to get in a position where in your heart you've applied yourself to God's ways and you're thinking about His ways and His things. That's why I say don't put the radio on, don't listen to silly, endlessly foolish pop songs or whatever. Don't read all the nonsense that there is in this world. Don't look at what passes for entertainment, but apply your heart to wisdom, because life is very, very short. Return, O Lord, how long? Repent yourself about your servants. In other words, change your mind. That's what repent means, change your mind. He's asking God to change his mind, to not slay that generation in the wilderness. And so he knows that God is open to changing his mind and altering the outworking of his purpose, but not necessarily. God doesn't have to do that, and in this case it seems God didn't. Oh, satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. And he's just said, teach us to number our days. The few days that we have in this world, may we rejoice and be glad in you. Make us glad according to the days in which you afflicted us and the years in which we saw evil. Let your work appear to your servants and your glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us and establish the work of our hands. The work of our hands, please establish it.